Mr. Martinez, will you stand to be sworn?
Yes, sir.
You swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Martinez, would you try to keep your voice up so that everybody can hear what you have to say?
Yes, sir.
Would you state your full name for the record?
Luis Angel Rosa Martinez.
And you are an inmate at Attica?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
21.
Where were you born?
I was born in Puerto Rico.
And when did you come to this country?
I came first at the age of 12 and returned and came back at the age of 15, almost 14.
How many years did you spend in New York City before you were convicted of your offense?
Since the last time I came, about 9-10 months.
And the first time you came, you spent how long here?
About a year.
And what is the level of your education?
Sixth grade.
And your education was in Puerto Rico?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a mother who is living?
Yes, sir.
And where does she live?
She's presently in Puerto Rico.
And do you have any other immediate members of the family?
I have my sister, my brother, right here now in New York.
Now, you were arrested on a homicide charge at the age of 15, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Were you a drug addict?
Yes, sir.
Heroin?
Yes, sir.
And how long had you been taking drugs before the homicide charge?
For a period of 5 to 6 months.
And where did you start taking heroin? In New York City or in Puerto Rico?
New York.
And how much did your habit cost you per day?
Anywhere from $15 to $20.
Now, you were convicted of murder or homicide at the age of 16, am I right?
No, manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
Right.
And you pled guilty to manslaughter?
Yes, sir.
You had assigned counsel?
No, I had a lawyer obtained by my family.
And you, how old were you when you entered your plea?
I was 16 years of age.
And what were you sentenced to?
A period of 10 of not less than 10 years and no more than 20.
And where were you confined?
I was confined in Brooklyn House of Detention during my court period terms. And my sentences, I was sent to a minor reformatory.
For how long did you remain at Elmira before you came to Attica?
I remained for a period of 3 months.
And do you remember when you were admitted to Attica?
I think it was on January 5th, 1968.
Well, according to the institution's records, you were admitted to Attica in December of 1967, I believe. Were you just 17, or January 5, 1967? Is that correct?
I had just turned 17 years of age. So that was since December 17th, so it was about a week or two after that, something like that.
That you came to Attica.
Right.
Now, why were you transferred from a reformatory to Attica?
Well, one of the reasons given to me by the counselor at Elmira was that they were going to open a DVR project in Attica, which was for specifically for handicapped people. And since I have polio, they felt that this would be the best program for my for myself.
Now, DVR stands for what?
Division of Vocational Rehabilitation.
And you had contracted polio as an infant.
Right. I was 6 months old at the time I contracted.
And you had, as a result of that, a limp or a disability that impaired your ability to walk and to run?
I was confined to a hospital for a lengthy period of time. I know it was kind of small, I can't remember. I know it was confined to the hospital and allowed to go to my house during the weekend, and then on Monday I was returned back to the hospital. I think it was in a period of 2-3 years. After I came out of the hospital, I took the braces completely off. I mean, they did a wonderful job on my leg. I didn't need the braces or nothing. But prior to that, I had to use crutches and a big brace on my leg.
And when you came to Attica, were you told that one of the things that would happen to you is that you would get surgery on your leg to help you further?
Well, I was not told that. I was put in the prison population for a period of 9 to 10 months before I dropped a tab to the DVR personnel explaining that I have been sent to the Attica for the express reason of the project, which the project had been open for a period of about 3 months, and they had never called me.
Now, when you came to Attica as a boy of 17, what did they do with you?
Beg your pardon?
What happened to you when they brought you to Attica? Where were you put?
Well, when I came to Attica, I was taken, the rest of the guys was taken to the front, I was taken to the back. I was put in the reception gallery, and everybody was leaving the gallery and I was staying. I think they didn't know where to put me. That was one of the major reasons. I went and see the PK. He asked me what I wanted to work. I didn't know nothing about the prison.
How fluent were you in English?
Well, it was just enough to understand a little bit of what was saying.
Did you know anything about what the programs were that were available at Attica?
No, sir, I didn't.
How long were you at Attica before you saw the PK?
For a period of about 3 days.
During those 3 days, you were confined to a cell in a reception company?
Yes, but I was not moved out of there.
Well, during those 3 days before you saw the PK, were you able to talk to any other Puerto Rican inmates?
No, we went to the yard at a specific time where the population wasn't there, and we locked in at a specific time before the population got, in other words, we isolated until that the reception period is over.
Now, what you're telling me is that you had really no contact with your fellow Puerto Ricans during this period before you saw the PK, and that you did not really have any instructions on what the programming was that was available at Attica.
That is true.
Now, when you saw the PK and he asked you where you wanted to work, what did you say to him?
Well, one of the main things I said, I don't know. I don't know what places I could go to work to. because I don't know nothing about the prison itself.
And what did he say to you?
He said that there were jobs open at the laundry and the metal shop. That's the only two suggestions he made. I told him I didn't care where he put me.
And where were you assigned?
I was assigned to the metal shop.
Now, were you moved from the cell that you were in when you were assigned to the metal shop?
Yes, sir. I was moved to B block.
Now, how long was it between the time that you entered Attica and the time that you were assigned to the metal shop?
It was a period of approximately 3 months.
Now, I know that you do not have records available to you and that your testimony necessarily will be based on your recollections, and that's what we're interested in, your impressions and recollections and feelings. Now, during that three-month period, while you were waiting for a job, what did you do?
Well, we were, like I explained before, the only activity we had was to go out in the yard for this amount of period, which actually was about an hour in the morning and an hour in the afternoon. And that was it. The rest of the time was in the cells.
What did you do during those hours that you were in the yard?
Oh, either I used go and watch TV or walk around.
Now, the TV was in English.
Yes.
Did you have difficulty understanding the TV programming?
Yes, I did have. They spoke kind of loud, you know. I mean, fast for me to understand it.
Did you have anything to do in your cell during the hours that you were confined there during this three-month period?
No, I just read, look at magazine and try to read English packet books.
Now, that must have been difficult for you to try to read the English pocket books. That was difficult.
Yes, sir.
Where did you get the English pocket books from?
I usually got them from the guy that had been there, you know, before I got there, or if the gallery, the man that works on the gallery used to bring us something from the rest of the population, so, you know, we had something to do while we were in the cells.
What kind of books were these that you were reading?
Pocket books, just westerns, cowboys.
Were there other Puerto Rican inmates in the reception area at that time whom you could talk to?
Yes, there was two others. There was, one of them was about five cells away, and the other one was about 10, 15 cells away.
Did you at any time request to be assigned to a cell adjacent to them?
No, I never did.
How did you communicate with them during these long hours that you were locked in your cell?
Well, you got an average of 43 men in the gallery, and when they're all talking at the same time, the only way you could communicate is hollering each other.
And so you would be hollering in Spanish, and other people would be hollering in English?
Yes, sir.
It was difficult for somebody who wanted to read during that period to concentrate.
That's right.
Now, when you moved to B block, you were assigned to the metal shop, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, which part of the metal shop at Attica were you assigned to?
Well, during the period I was there, I had two assignments. The first one, I was put in a little, like a side room, just by metal boxes, and all I used to do was take screws, put them in a sort of a wood rack to be painted. And when they used to come back, I used to pack them up, put the stamp on the address, and that's it, which used to be in a big piece of paper.
How many hours a day did you do that?
The work used to consist of about sometimes an order, maybe two, And that's it. The rest of the time, they used to use me somewhere else.
And there'd be a lot of time just hanging around, wouldn't there?
Yes, sir.
Now, were you put in a part of the metal shop where there were many other Puerto Ricans?
No, at the beginning, I was assigned to an area where I didn't have no contact with them.
Now, you then said you were given another job in the metal shop.
Yes, this mainly was accomplished by the head man on the finishing department. He was a Puerto Rican. He went and approached the officer and spoke on my behalf. And he told him that he was willing, you know, to explain to me the routine over here, and that's how I got the transfer.
And what was this kind of job that you had?
Well, this was just making sure that, like, for example, a desk or a locker, the locking system used to function good before it was shipped out.
And how many hours a day would that occupy you?
Well, it all used to depend to the orders. If they used to order, let's say, 50 desks, well, as soon as we finished with that, that was it.
So
if there wasn't anything else.
So you'd spend these hours just opening desk drawers and closing them and seeing if they fit correctly?
That's what it amounts to.
And you had many people whom you could talk to there in Spanish in that particular area?
In that particular area, yes, I was kind of glad there because there was three other ones and they all speak Spanish.
Now, what about your cell in B Block? Were you put in a cell that was next to somebody who spoke Spanish?
No, sir. I was put at the end of the gallery, which is a 42 cell. And there was nobody else there. The nearest guy was about 15 cells away.
Now, how long did you continue working in the metal shop and living in that cell?
Well, I requested a lot of times transfer out of that cell for the simple reason that the guards make rounds every hour, and every time they used to open the gate, he used to wake me up. The cell was, this is the cell and here's the gate right here. The transfer was never granted, and I had to leave that up until I was transferred to DVR project.
Now, when were you finally transferred to the DVR project?
I'm sorry, I cannot recollect. It was approximately 9 to 10 months after I was released from my reception building, reception gallery.
Now, so that all told, including the period that you were in the reception gallery and before you moved to E Block and DVR, you were in the general maximum security area of Attica for about a year.
Yes, sir.
Now, you've told us what you did with your time during those first months and reception company before you were transferred to B Block. What did you do with your time in, other than when you were working during the period that you were in B Block?
Well, I have spoken to a Spanish guy that worked in school, and he enrolled me in a Spanish-English school, basic. Not the big course, just the basic one. And this was just an inmate, Puerto Rican inmate. And once I finished that, you know, that was it. But mostly this used to take me about anywhere from 15 to half an hour to do the lesson because we were only allowed one lesson at a time. The rest of the time I just lay around or listen to.